step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
When the on-air mic goes off, the talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
Ow! Stop. I'll do it again. Better watch your mouth.
Ow, Christy.
Watch your mouth. Say it again. Do it one more time and see what happens.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I like it. This is excellent. This is an excellent depiction of the topic of podcast number 175 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn, or I should say episode number 175 of the podcast known as Talk Talk with Martha Quinn, inspired by some scuffle that went down on the basketball court. Okay, I saw the headline. Can you guys catch me up? Who exactly was fighting and what was going on?
So Draymond Green is a Warrior, Golden State Warrior basketball player. Jordan Poole is a much younger Golden State Warrior and a much newer and much cockier player.
Oh.
And so last year they had words during the playoffs, but apparently that beef had not been cooked up and eaten. That beef was still there, settling.
Festering, fermenting. And then you know what happens when you open something that's been fermenting for a while?
It's just nasty and smelly.
And it pops out.
And it just pops out at you. Just blow, hit you in the face, which is kind of what Draymond Green did to Jordan Poole. There's no video of it that we've seen, but people who were there confirmed that there was a scuffle. They had words, and then it got physical with Draymond Green being the person to actually hit Jordan Poole. And now Jordan Poole is fine, but Draymond Green facing possible suspension and or fines.
Oh, dear. Did Steve Kerr talk about this at all?
No.
The Warriors coach?
No. He has not said anything. The only person so far that I've seen that has said anything at all is Andre Iguodala, who's another player. I'm going to say it how I'm hearing it. What we not going to do is talk crazy about my young fella, JP. Great character kid. Miss me with all that other BS straight from the, quote, source. And then he put out a second tweet. It says, and it's family business with my bro at Money 23 Green 2.
Karina Velasquez, my suggestion is if, who is that you were being? Andre Iguodala?
Yeah.
If he ever writes an autobiography and he needs somebody to read his audiobook,
yes,
they should have you do it. You would be my vote. Well, okay. I mean, what's your take on this, Christy?
I think it was kind of bubbling up since last year. And I do think Jordan Poole was a little cocky. He's a really good shooter like Steph Curry, but we know Steph Curry is probably one of, if not the greatest shooter ever in the history of the game. So Jordan Poole was doing really well. They just did an exhibition game in Japan, and they had kind of a three-point shoot-off. And Draymond, who has a podcast as well, said, oh, it was really great to see Clay and Steph and everybody beat Jordan Poole. You know, because
that's not nice.
Yeah, because he is cocky and he is good. And then afterwards, he was like, oh, well, you know, it's not like he wasn't the greatest shooter in the history of the game who beat me. Basically saying, you know, that's who it still takes to beat me. And so I think his cockiness plus whatever drama they have brewing behind the scenes was enough for Draymond, who's at least 6 or 7 years older than this guy, to be like, look, let me try and put you in your place. Because one, you're talking about my friends. Two, you're being cocky. And three, maybe I just don't like you. And that's what happens sometimes at work when you have issues with coworkers.
Karina Velasquez, have you ever had any issues at work?
Oh, well, when I used to work at Six Flags, well, back in the day, it was Marine World Africa USA. Granted, we were all young, 15 and a half, 16 working there. And yeah, all the time arguing with people that didn't want to do their job, or we had a bunch of different departments working at Marine World. So it was like the ride operators, the food service people, the games people. So there was always somebody fighting with somebody else in regards to like, oh, you're, you know, you're taking up our table, which was so stupid in the lunchroom. why are you sitting on our table? You know, this is the ride department's table, or just stuff like that. We were always constantly fighting with little people. But I've almost got into a fight for being falsely accused at work.
Okay, Karina, we need to hear more about this. But first, can you just remind me? My memory's a little fuzzy. Can you remind me about the great chant that went on? Come on, come on.
When I say killer, you say whale.
Whale.
Kill. Well, you got Martha, you got to wait till I say killer.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, let's
Let's take two, Martha. Quinn, all right. When I say sea, you say lion. Sea.
Lion.
Sea.
Lion.
There you go.
I love that. That's so fun. That never gets old. Never gets old to me. Okay, Karina Velasquez, what happened again? You were falsely accused of something?
Yeah, so I used to work at a candy store at the same time as I was going to school at in Concord. So this manager would constantly leave her purse in the small little employee area. There was only like maybe five employees total for this mom and pop candy store. And so one of the coworkers came to the back with like some random friend, and I don't know what they were doing. I was just new there, so I was just kind of minding my own business. Well, then turns out the manager comes back, the one that leaves the purse in the employee room, and her purse is gone. And so she's like, Karina, you probably were the only one here the longest. Do you know what happened to my purse? And I was like, no, I didn't even see the purse. I didn't notice your stuff was back there. And she was all like, well, you're the only one new here. So all of a sudden, I leave my stuff back here and my purse goes missing. Like, she was coming at me in a very accusatory way. And so I was like, that wasn't me. I didn't have anything to do with it. And she was like, well, we've got video cameras, so I'm going to see if that was you. And I'm like, why are you? My parents always taught me you never lie, steal or cheat. So she was just coming at me really wrong and was thinking that, trying to accuse me of stealing her purse.
And was there, in fact, Karina, video footage?
Not that she showed me. She never showed me any video footage. But I'm like, first I was nice about it, but then now you're trying to accuse me of something that I would never do. And then I'm going to have to get ugly. You don't want to see me ugly. So she was trying to accuse me of stealing her purse. Well, it turns out one of the other workers that went in the back with this guy friend or whoever it was, she was the one that stole her purse.
Oh, wow.
How did they find that out?
I think she tried using one of her cards, her credit cards or her bank cards, and one of the other stores inside the mall. That's what I'm pretty sure I remember what happened. But the fact that she was trying to accuse me of something, I was like, oh, this is about to get ugly real bad. But I didn't want to lose my job at the candy store because I got a bunch of free candy.
At least you weren't fighting about, you know, the ride people sitting at the table versus the food service people sitting at the table. Christy James, have you ever had a fight at work?
I had a fight at work, not like a hardcore fight, but... recently, I think over the parking spot, you know, I have an electric car.
Yes.
And I think we talked about this in one of our previous podcasts. So go back and listen to all of them until you hear the story.
Yeah, and remind me because I don't remember this. I don't remember you getting into a fight
with Lex at work. This guy who works for another radio station, he was parking in this spot next to a plug, and I drive an electric car. And so I had asked him, hey, you know, can I park here? Is it cool? And he said, yes. And then he parked there in the spot. And I was like, hey, I thought we talked about this. I have an electric car. You don't. There's at least 50 other parking spots, at least four in the general vicinity of the one that I wanted. The one right next to it, the one next to that, one around the corner, like several parking spots. But he parked in this one particular spot, the only place I could plug in my car. And so, you know, I was like, what's up? Like, you're killing me right here. You know, you're killing me. We talked about this. What's up with the parking spot? And he was like, well, it was my spot. I was there first. And I was thinking, that's so horrible. And he's not a horrible person. He's like a big old teddy bear, and he's really nice. So I was kind of taken aback. And then I said, you know what? Just forget it, Christy. But it eventually worked out, and now he lets me park there.
Well, how do you think that happened to come about? Like, why do you think he would always park where there was the electric plug? When, I mean, really, our garage is quite open.
Because he's lazy like me.
Producer Karina,
who said that,
not me.
That's just my opinion. No, I was caught off guard when Christy told me that was his response to her. I was like, that's not like him to ever be. Maybe he was having a bad day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was just, who knows? Who knows what he was going through? But then, yeah, Christy's like, am I being wrong for asking him to have this parking spot? Because literally, there's thousands of spots.
Yeah,
all close
it's really
to the elevator.
Open. It is. Yeah. Christy, do you think you focused on behavior and events, not on personalities? Did you listen carefully? Did you identify points of agreement and disagreement?
I did.
I quickly Googled how to handle conflict in the workplace.
You know, and which is why I let it go, because I said, you know, at the end of the day, technically speaking, he was there first. This was his parking spot. He had been parking there for as long as I can remember. And I just came in with my new electric car thinking, okay, he should move for me because I feel like that's the right thing to do. But at the same time, I just assumed that he would do it because it would be the right thing. And then I thought, you know what? It's not really fair for me to assume that, because the same way I feel like I'm entitled to this spot, he has a right to as well, because he's been parking here. Granted, you know, it's the right thing to do for you to move because there's a reason.
Yeah.
But you know, and I'm not putting you out that much, I would think. It's one spot over. He literally could park the next spot over because the next four spots next to that spot are open. Mm-hmm. But
If you are listening to episode number 175 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn, we're talking about conflicts at work, and I am looking on Workma or iHeart, I don't know what this is, some website. First thing you do is you clarify what is the source of the conflict and find a safe and private place to talk. I don't know about super private. What do you think about that? That's how, you know, like that's like meeting in a ladies' room.
I put him on blast on the radio, so I don't know about private. I just talked about it on the air,
right.
But shortly after that, he did allow me to park in the spot, so it worked itself out. What about you, Martha Quinn? You didn't share. What about with the former MTV VJs? Any conflicts at work ever at MTV?
I did. You know, I'm not a conflict person too much, but I did. When it comes to something that's deep in my heart, I did stand up and I did have a fight with my fellow original MTV VJ, Mark Goodman, and it was over something so deep in my soul. It was over a Beatle. So, you know, that's pretty much the only thing that will get me to stand up and say how I feel. I had been, you know, I grew up a Beatle fan. I used to go to Beatle fests as a kid. I was a member of the Beatles fan club. I would get little envelopes from England because this was way before the internet, kids. This is when everything was by mail, and I'd get little brown envelopes from England, and I'd be so excited, and I would search the papers, you know, are the Beatles coming to Madison Square Garden near my town? And so cut to, I'm on MTV, and Paul McCartney's doing something, and I get assigned to interview Paul McCartney in England. Mind blown. Can't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm going absolutely crazy. Paul changes the time of the interview. I had been committed already to, I believe it was to MC a show for the Police, but it was like a big show, like Shea Stadium or something that I couldn't move. So, okay, Mark gets the Paul McCartney interview. Oh. Dagger to my heart. Yes, Christy, dagger to my heart. Okay, that's how life rolls. So a couple of weeks later, whatever, I don't know, a short time after, I get assigned a Bob Dylan interview. Mm-hmm. Mark goes crazy. He starts saying, goes crazy. He wanted to have the Bob Dylan interview more than anything. And I said what I thought was one of the greatest things I have ever said in my life. I said, and I remember this, we were in the dressing room. All five of us shared a dressing room. Me, Nina Blackwood, Ellen Hunter, J.J. Jackson, Mark Goodman, we all shared one dressing room. And I was standing in the doorway of the dressing room, and we were talking about this because somehow I was then able to do the Paul McCartney interview, but Mark wouldn't move it, or I don't know what happened, but I remember saying, Mark, I would have killed to interview Paul McCartney, but I wouldn't have killed you. So that was the big fight that we had. And I did interview Bob Dylan after all anyway. So yeah. But no, it's all good. It's water under the bridge. But that's, you know, that was one of the big fights. That was the biggest fight probably I ever had with anybody at work, except that time, Christy, you and I had that throwdown. Oh, I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, we can't revisit that. We're just, you know.
You know, I wanted goji berries. Christy wanted blueberries. It was a big fight. Well, let us know if you've had a big fight with somebody at work. And I certainly hope that the Golden State Warriors work this out. I'm sure they will. I can't imagine that Draymond Green will get suspended. Can you?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that he can. Yeah.
Yes. Because this is going to set a bad precedent if he doesn't get some sort of disciplinary action, you know, that happens towards him.
It sucks, though, too, that it went because the going back and forth, but the fact that you laid a hand on somebody else.
And your teammate.
Yeah.
That's not good. You know, things didn't work out. Same thing happened. He had issues with Kevin Durant when they were on the same team. And Kevin Durant ended up leaving.
Yikes. Well, I wish everybody light and love. That is what I wish for everybody. And thank you so much for checking out episode number 175 of Talk Talk with Marth Quinn. This is the podcast that unites the Morning Drive with Christy Live duo, Christy and Karina Velasquez, and the extensive Martha Quinn Show cast and crew, which is me and producer Karina Velasquez. We all get together and check in on each other every week. You can wake up with Christy and Karina during the week, 6 to 10 here and on the iHeartRadio app. And me, 10 to 3 here and on the iHeartRadio app with the Martha Quinn Show. Until episode number 176, I'm Martha.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
Miss you already.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.